The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all these things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that is why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Ahmed's going to bring the sermon.
Good morning. It's good to be here again. Right. Shall we just pause for a moment to pray? Father, would you come to us? Holy Spirit, would you open our eyes and our mind and our hearts to take what you offer to us today? Father, I just pray your presence will be over each one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Right. Another challenging one, but it's another fun one. Right. Up to that point in the Gospel of John, this part of the story, I don't want to call it a story, conversation between Jesus and his disciple, sum the whole entire chapters before them. Very interesting scenario. Very unusual conversation between Peter and Jesus. "You cannot wash my feet. You cannot do this. You are the master. You are the Lord. You are the rabbi. You are. I am not." That can be one attitude. Or, "Hey, I'm the big guy here. I know it all. And I can take care of my feet really well." Possibility. Cassie summed it really well with these pictures of feet. Which one you are. Or which one I am as well. And the invitation of Jesus is, "I want to come and wash your feet." What is your attitude toward this invitation? Which part? You will take it and you will shut up like the other guys receive it and they are happy. Nobody knows what has happened in the story. Or you are going to argue the case because I don't know where you are standing with him towards this invitation. I don't know which one. But I like what Jesus answered, which is summed the whole entire part. Again, back verse 1. I choose to be a son and daughter of God. I choose to do that. He gave me the authority. Who received him? Who accepted this invitation, become a son and daughter? One. Ticked. Therefore, you are clean. You don't need to prove it again. You don't need to become a son and daughter because you are a son and daughter. You're born again. Chapter 3. Your spirit born again. Your inner man born again. You have a new identity. Your inner man, your spiritual man, is growing in you, has been born. You have the two of them. You remember? We talked about that one. You heard, my sheep hear my voice. Fantastic illustration the other day. I trained to hear his voice. My spiritual inner man trained to hear his voice. I grow. I am growing. I have a covenant with him. Yes? And we agreed that the covenant he make it himself with the Father, and I am part of it. Therefore, is a sealed covenant, cannot be broken. It has to be received by faith. And he summed it up today. He said, all this, who you are, all this is the way I created you as an inner, complete, spiritual being. But all of what is needed to just wash your feet. All what is required from you that I come and wash your feet. Right, meaning, maybe you have a good, nice, clean feet. Very well cleaned. You do a lot of good stuff. You do a lot of good ministry. You do a lot of good, wonderful, amazing, anointing ministry. Thumbs up. Very good. Well done. But what I need to wash out of this? I need to wash to go back and eat the same old manna from yesterday. You get what I'm saying? What happened in the Old Testament? That every day you have to go and collect the manna and eat it. You cannot keep it for the following day. Otherwise it will go off. The only time is to do it for the Sabbath. We are talking about that on a different one. Here is the same thing. You are ministering every single day. You are doing the worship. You are doing everything. I am talking. I am doing a lot of stuff. But if I do the same thing I did before and I'm going to eat it again, it's not good anymore. Therefore, I won't wash my feet from even the good things because I need it fresh every day. Good experience. I preach today. I'm coming out buzzing. Amazing. It was lovely. Wow. Right, tomorrow. Same one? No. Need a fresh. I need to spend time again in his presence to be fresh. Difficult one. Difficult circumstances. Different feet. It has been bruised. You are walking in a field of ministry. You have a lot comes into it. And another one shakes the dust out of it. You remember this one in Luke 9. Shake all the bad experience out and start all over again. Because I won't heal you. I won't clean this feet. I won't wash it one more time. Therefore, what is the Lord saying here to us from this? There is three things. One is, I won't come and minister to you. I won't come and wash your feet. The invitation is, Jesus is coming today to say, I won't wash your feet. How much you can allow him to do this?
When Carl asked me to talk about this one, I sat in front of the word, Lord, what you want? And the first thing jumped really out is how much you are going to allow me to wash your feet. And I stopped, and I didn't know how to answer. I don't know. I don't know how much I allow him to come and take the dust away. I don't know how much I am allowing him to come and take a pain somebody caused to me, and I am holding in my heart deep inside. Nobody knows about it, but it's inside. My shoes is really hurting. My feet. How much I'm open to come and take my shoes off, get this bare feet out, exposed, totally exposed to his presence, and allow him to come and wash it. That was the first thing. How much I am, I'm not saying you, I'm talking me, I am willing to go and ask him, would you come and wash my feet? I won't come in your presence. Paul gets it right. In Ephesians 5, he said that he is coming to sanctify. This is what you need to do. You already received, you have been saved, you have the salvation, but you need to continue to be sanctified. You need to be holy in front of him by washing this church, us, me, you, by the water and the word. The more I spend time with the Word, the more I am allowing the Word to wash me. To minister to me, to talk to me, to change my heart, transform me, to change the whole entire concept about different things I'm not aware of even in my heart. The more I am in His presence, the more I am in a part of I need to be clean. I need to be come to you with this, all what I have. Good or difficult. Good experience, hard experience. Whatever you have, you need to come to him. Whatever you have, you need to come to him. Whatever you have, whatever you it go around in your mind, you need to come to him. You need to come to this presence. Where did this situation take place? Do you remember? When Jesus done this, where he done it? Upper room. The upper room. What's the upper room meaning? Back to Moses' situation, up in the mountain. I show you how to do this by example in the mountain. In the upper room, up there. Therefore, you can follow the example and do it down there. You will well be done as heaven. Be in. Earth. Yes. You remember this part? It's exactly the same thing. I gave you an example. That's what Jesus said. I gave you an example in order to do it with one another. And here, again, back to this point. What you receive in the mountain, in the upper room, in his presence, you'll be able to do it down there. We agreed on that one long time ago. What Moses did in the front of God, throw the stick, become a snake, do this, do that. He practiced in his presence. And when he go to Egypt, he was able to perform. When you are in his presence and allow him to wash your feet, you will be allowed to wash somebody else's feet. When you look to the example, this is what he told Moses. Hey, this is how you will do the meeting of tent. And he showed him. And as you show the example, you are going to do it down. It's exactly the same principle. I give you an example in the upper room, in order for you to do it down there, to come and wash somebody else's feet. What does that mean? It means so many things. Right. Emily, I will pick on her today in a bit. Right, Emily, come every Saturday for I don't know how many years, long time ago, every Saturday morning, doing what? Mom and toddlers, yes? Every single Saturday, faithfully. I have headache, I don't have headache, I'm good, I'm bad, I have a tough time at home, I don't, I'm turning up every Saturday. Does Emily need somebody to come and wash her feet? You get it? I don't have to have a problem with Emily to come and ask for her forgiveness. This is not just washing feet. But I'm coming because I won't encourage her. I won't lift her up. I won't support her. I won't stand with her. I won't pray with her. I won't come and say, this is what the word of God is for you. Why? Because when she go out there, every Saturday morning, she's able to minister to those people out there. Wonderful lady, lots of work, food bank, bam, 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 running back and forward, doing these meetings, doing loads of stuff. Does anybody want to pick up the phone and say, hey, can I wash your feet today? Can I invite you over for dinner because I would like to really spend time to wash your feet today? You get to the point. Point is, I need to wash my brother and sister's feet in order for us as a church to wash these feet out there. Okay, let me get that clear. Come. I have a nice clean feet because I spend time with his presence. I care about my brother and sister because I want them to wash their feet. When there is so much clean feet out there, they can face the dirty out there. Because I cannot do it on my own. That makes sense? Yes? Therefore, every time I look to John, every time I look to Ryan, every time I look to everybody in the church, hey, listen to this one. There is no retirement in God's kingdom. There is no age, 60, whatever, blah, 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 to go and get your pension from the government and sit at home, put your feet up. It's not in the kingdom of God. It's not your spiritual man. It's not your spiritual man. Kingdom have different rules. But I can come, whatever age you are, and wash your feet. Because I need your feet with me. Doesn't matter what age you want, whatever who you are, I don't know. Doesn't matter. All what it matters is, I won't come and wash your feet because I want you out there with me. Therefore, we said, one part I am is a personal, me and Jesus. I will do exactly what he did with me with my brother and sister. The third one, I need to go out there. You do go out there. Mount Toddler's Food Bank. You don't even go all the way to Sierra Leone with all the stuff you send every Christmas. But it needs a new fresh anointing over it. It needs a new fresh prayer over it. It needs a different eye to spend time in His presence and see something else to serve this nation more. Therefore, the more I am in His presence, the more my feet has been washed, the more I am more like Him, the more I will be able to do it to my brother and sister, the more I am able to do it for others. I'll tell you a little story. A few years back, someone in youth with the mission, God gave him a call to do, or a vision to do, his, what is called reconciliation walk. Gather teams, gather people. They done the same walk of the crusade to go and pray in every nation, to pray and apologize and bring God presence. Meeting with leaders, with people from all over places, from with the churches, and pray because they know that we are going to wash the feet of those nations. Every time you send a parcel to Sierra Leone, you are washing the feet of this nation. Did you see it this way? Or is a kind thing to do? Every time you tend a toilet, you are washing the feet of this nation. It's not a kind thing to do. It's more than that. It's more than a kind thing. It's not a good, kind British. Everything we have to do, oh, there is a crisis, we are jumping in, is not the point. It's a good thing. But you are washing the knee, the feet of this nation. You are doing something in the spirit. You are changing something. You are transforming something. You are doing something totally different. How that will happen? When I spend time in His presence to listen and pray for every person is using even this toilet. Is that crazy? Yes. Every little child opening this parcel over Christmas, something will change. I don't know what this, I cannot follow the story of this child when he grew up, what is going on and happening and a change in his life. But what I am aware of, that the seed you put in this child's life is growing and growing for God's presence in him. And it's changing him. Every time I come and talk to someone, I am washing his feet because I know there is something God is going to use in his life. Maybe I will say it, maybe I don't. Maybe I speak something over his life. I am not aware of whatever is going on in his life and something is changing because what I'm doing is I am washing somebody else's feet. The more you are in His presence, and I'm going to stop here. The more you are in His presence, the more I am in His presence. The more I am able to wash my brother and sister's feet, the more I'm able to, with my brother and sister, wash other people's feet. Say that again. The more I spend time in His presence, the more I am able to wash my brother and sister's feet, the more we as a church are able to do it for somebody else out there, for our local community, for nations, for people, for whatever God put in front of us. The invitation is to bring that to practical. We have three stations. This side over there is
If you want respond to what Jesus said, Jesus saying that, I won't wash your feet. Simply, you will be walking here, Carl and Karen will be praying for you, and you are walking through this water as accepting that invitation. And you will be prayed for. There is some towel there, some towel paper there. You can wipe your feet after, and you can do this. Or you can bring someone to want encourage, you want to wash their feet. And take one of those small towels and just dip it in the water and just stab it in his feet as a sample of, I won't stand with you. I won't wash your feet today. I won't bring God's presence over your life. I won't support you. I want to do something. Or maybe God will lay a nation, a local place, your workplace, whatever, and just pray for it and wash the feet of this nation in his presence. Don't know what you want to do or how you want to do it, but the invitation is for you to take a step, to respond, to take a step forward, and just be in his presence. To just allow him to wash your feet. Let's stand up. Just maybe playing some music in the back or have time to pray. If you want to come forward to pray for someone or pray with someone or to be prayed for or to pray alone, just be free in his presence. And do what is the right, comfortable thing for you to respond. Yeah? Can we stand up and pray? And Father, would you come? Holy Spirit, would you come? Jesus, would you come? Holy Spirit, release what you want to release today in our spirit. Holy Spirit, come and release fresh anointing over us.